Welcome, candidates. Ready for our first question, and Mr. Coleman, you'll lead off. What do you see the role of a city council member being, and what do you see as the most important skill or attribute for serving on the council?
The most important skill and attribute I see that's important to me is being able to talk and listen to my people in the city of Galesburg. It's not about having my personal beliefs and personal goals met. It's about what my constituents want. That's the most important thing. I need to be able to set and take those phone calls, make those difficult decisions. Might not be popular with my friends and family, but I got to make those decisions because it's important to the people that voted for me, for our taxpayers, for our city. That's the most important thing. I feel that, you know, as a alderman, you need to be able to look out, decipher what is best for our community, and make sure that we are taking steps to make progress, not go backwards. Too many times we see that we're taking negative shots at each other. We need to work as a team and try to get things completed as a team, as a goal, as an overall. We need to definitely make sure that, you know, we are remembering. It's not about politics. It's about listening to our people, making sure that their voices are heard, not only ours and not our votes.
Thank you. Mr. Wallace.
First, I think it's important to be responsive to the needs of the people in the ward. I like to think of myself as an ambassador, as a mediator. I listen to my constituents' concerns and viewpoints and try to help them find solutions. And if we can't, we meet at a medium point to find, you know, to create solutions. I also listen to their ideas about how to make our ward and our community better and try to help make them that happen, because we've been neglected for a lot of years, 30 years. We haven't had anything done to our parks and some of our other buildings in that area. I also think it's important to prepare well for city council meetings. I work another full-time job, so it's kind of difficult because I'm isolated a lot of times, but respectful of everyone present in those meetings, including members of the community, which I'm very proud of the members in this community who speak up, who wish to speak during the public comment portion of our meetings, and to be a responsible and productive person in our society, representing all of our people, being a voice for our community, as I have been since I've been a young man in this community. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Miller.
To represent the people of the ward of Galesburg, to get things done that people need and want, to help guide the city manager into getting the things to improve our wards, our city, our streets, downtown, our museums. We need lots more of those. Basically, make sure that we provide our core services, our police, fire, water, sewer. Make sure to check and balance everything that's done in the city. Keep everybody in line. To bring some common sense and accountability, which is lacking. I've talked to a lot of people in my ward. They don't feel like they're heard. They don't feel like they cared for. That's why I think we need to have city council members like myself. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Smith-Esters.
Thank you. I would like to start off with what a city council member is not, and that is not for your own agenda, not for self-promotion, and nor is it a resume maker. The role of the city member is to be a community servant that can be summed up in three ways: to represent, to be informed, and to communicate. And how do I do this? I represent by being available and approachable to everyone, not just those who look like me. I am informed by doing the homework. I ask the experts. I ask the stupid questions until I understand the issue. I try to look at an issue from both sides, actually all the sides, because sometimes there are more than two ways. I talk to our city staff. I look at our, I see what our state legislative is doing. I look at what other communities are doing. And I look at, and then I also make the best decision for the city. And finally, I try to communicate why I make the decision, because the world is full of misinformation and false narratives. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll repeat the question. What is the role of a city council member, and what do you see as the most important skill or attribute for serving on the council, Mr. Chair?
Okay. The role of a city council member, as I see it, is to serve as a representative of your ward regarding matters of strategic direction in the management of the city of Galesburg. A city council person is the one position in our democracy that is absolutely most close to those that he or she represents. Our constituents are quite literally our neighbors, and this provides a wonderful opportunity to seek input on city matters, as well as serving as an ombudsman on issues any one of our ward members may have with the city or its services. In this campaign time, I held a town hall in order to solicit ideas and feedback from members of my ward. And one of the things that I enjoy most about doing that sort of thing, and I used to do this in business, is just not having any assumptions going into it, asking open-ended questions and being ready to receive whatever feedback is provided to you. That's the sort of thing that I would continue to do if I were elected. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cox.
In our form of government, the city council provides the direction, and the city manager does the day-to-day activity of the of the city government. I've used this example before, and it's appropriate as we sit in here in the sea, to say that if the city were a ship at sea, the city manager would be at the helm, and the city council would not be guiding the ship, but we would be below deck telling the city manager where we're going to go. We would be looking at maps and determining the direction of the city, and the city manager would direct the activities of the employees. It's also the council's job to keep the city manager in line in the direction we're supposed to be going, with regular updates and progress towards our goals. You know, as a former staff member, it's also, I think, my job to help navigate the ship if necessary. For example, if our ship is going from Florida to California and the city manager goes south around South America, around Cape Horn, I'll remind him, you know, there's the Panama Canal. We might want to take that. Council can also play a very important role in helping residents navigate their way through city government. I've done that very often by helping residents find the department, the person to talk to, or the application that the city wants them to use to get their answers. You know, it's important that we be good listeners and be team members. And I've always tried to do that.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Cheeseman?
I think the city council person plays or wears four different hats as a city council person. First of all, you represent your ward. You represent the city in the business that the city has to do as one group. You also represent these individual concerns. As we go throughout, and I've went throughout these visits, you can see that folks have had major things that have happened that would relate to a city issue that they need taken care of at that particular time. They are very, very important. And as a city council person, you guide them to where they can find that decision. You do it in a timely manner, and you're always consistent in making sure that you answer that call and help with that situation. I also think it's important that as a city council person that we make sure our city has all of those things necessary to operate its services, the correct equipment, the right training, proper compensation. And they also need to be complimented and encouraged and have people be visible without being intrusive so that they feel like that there are people here that appreciate what they do. And that would include every bit of our employees and the services we offer. In terms of the types of qualities that are necessary in order to carry out that those particular roles, those four roles, and being a conduit to the city, I think that there's really three, and there's many, many more than that, but I think three things are very critical in this. It's communication. Almost everything starts and has problems and issues when there's a lack of communication. You've got to have that, and that involves lots of different things. And I'd love to be able to talk about more of them, and I just don't have enough time. But communication is where everything starts and finishes and goes from there, and things can get off track if we don't do that. Excuse me, right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Hicks.
I think one of the most important things a city council member can do is to review and approve the budget. I mean, when we look at the budget, we're really balancing the needs and wants of our community. We need to balance the revenues versus the expenditures. So if our taxes are too high, people have the ability, it's a mobile community, people have the ability to go elsewhere to shop. They have actually the ability to go elsewhere to live. But if the essential services are too low, then it declines the city's declines. So you have to kind of have a balancing act between revenue and expenditures, between our needs and our wants. And then, as many of my colleagues and the challengers have said, you have to be an advocate for your ward and also for all the citizens in the community. So one of the things that I think is very important is one of the most important things, Jay, that you asked is listening. Listening is very important. When people call you and they're concerned with whatever's going on in their neighborhood, they want to be heard. They want their issue to be taken care of, and it's our jobs to put the issue that is in front of them to the right staff person and try to get it addressed. You can't always address their issues. You can't solve every problem because sometimes they're trying to do something that's not against an ordinance. But I think listening to them and trying to help them is very, very critical.